What's up, everybody? It's your boy, State of the New York Knicks podcast, man. Episode 151. It's your boy, State. And a new NBA season is here. And plus, this is season 4, the first episode. So I appreciate y'all tuning in. Brand new Knicks season. I love what Leon Rose has done over the summer, even though I complained when we first signed Evan Fournier, and I'm going to get to that, by the way. But, you know, I complained because basically I wanted – now, this is just me speaking for the people who thinks about constructing the roster, right? So for me, I wanted the Knicks to grab a blue chipper, right? I wanted to grab a blue chipper in the 2020 draft. And I wanted to grab another blue chipper in the 2021 draft. So what I mean by that is, you know, I know we picked Obi Toppin, right? And me, I wanted the Knicks to, okay, win more games than 21 games, right? Cool. Win about 29 games. See if you could get a top 7 pick. See if you could get one of these blue chippers. And see what we could do. Sadly, we won 21 games, and we got the 8th pick overall 8th pick again. I don't know why. We always get the 8th pick. Shout-outs to Frederick Weiss. You know, Ron Artest. Anyways, you know, we got the 8th pick again. We got Obi Toppin. Cool. I thought LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards, I thought one of those two guys was the guy. I wanted to pair RJ and Randle with one of those guys. That's just me. This past draft, I wanted to pair Kuminga or Jalen Green, you know, with Randle. Basically, I wanted a young wing, basically. And that was the reason why I didn't really like Evan Fournier, the signing. Because, you know, it's just not what I wanted. But at the end of the day, the Knicks are trying to establish a culture, right? We're trying to establish a winning culture. And we had Reggie Bullock and Alfred Payton. And granted, those two guys did great things for us on defense. But on offense, it just wasn't it. Bullock couldn't do nothing with the ball besides shoot. And Alfred Payton just couldn't do anything correctly. So, you know, it's an upgrade. One. Two, Evan Fournier is, like, surprisingly, I know this is the first preseason game, but he's a damn good fit next to RJ Barrett and Julius Randle. And I think the main thing is he doesn't have a weakness in his game on the offensive side of the ball. He may not be a strong defender, but he'll probably excel well in Tibbs' defensive scheme because Alec Burks did, and Alec Burks is not a strong defender either. But Tibbs' scheme is basically a team defense, you know. Gang rebound, you know, follow the ball. I like the communication today with Evan Fournier, man. It was just nice to see, like, and he moves the ball. The offense was fluid. It was very fluid today, and I think he will have the biggest effect on RJ Barrett. I know probably like the first quarter, it looked like RJ was regulated to spot up duties, but RJ Barrett was getting into his groove, pull up mid-range jumper. It was nice to see RJ Barrett driving to his right, using his right hand. These are things that you want to see. You know, on the scouting report, it said, you know, make RJ drive with his right hand. And I mean, yeah, make RJ go to his right. Don't let him go to his left, which is his strong hand. So it's nice to see. Now, you know, obviously, you know, the Evan Fournier take was a part of my first big takeaway. Well, I got 5 takeaways from this preseason, but Evan Fournier is just, he's the biggest revelation. Like, if you want to call me overreacting, all right, cool, I respect it. I'm overreacting. The hell with it. Because when I'm mad about something, I overreact as well. So I might as well overreact to what I've seen in preseason. Game one. It's only right. You know? You know, the Tibbs was cool today. I love Tibbs, and I love the fact that he's always coaching hard, man. It doesn't matter if it's preseason. He was coaching Obi Toppin and quickly during summer league. You know, he coaches hard, and I appreciate that, man. So the offense today looked amazing. Shout outs to Kemba Walker, man. I really appreciate Kemba Walker coming to New York. And Kemba Walker looked really good. I have not seen a pull-up jumper from a point guard in years. A pull-up mid-range jumper from a point guard in years. Probably the last one who really did it was Moutier. And I don't even want to talk about Derrick Rose doing it because we know that's in his game. But I'll talk about the starting point guard. It's just been tough. We had to deal with, you know, Trey Burke, Moutier, Alfred Payton, Frank Ntilikina, you know, just throwing guys at the point guard position. And now we got most likely two Hall of Famers, because I know Derrick Rose going in the Hall of Fame. There's no MVP in the NBA, in NBA history, matter of fact, that's not in the Hall of Fame. So I'm pretty sure he'll get in there. But Kemba Walker has a chance to get in there too. He's a good player by his own right. And he looked good. He looked good. And the offense looked good. Randall, 20 points. Barrett, 17 points. Gibson, 14 points. Walker, 12 points. Fournier, 12 points. Obi Toppin, 10 points. Quickly, 10 points. It looked very good today. And I'm extremely pleased with the offense that I've seen in the first preseason game. Hopefully, it's signs to come, right? Because last year, like I said before, you know, Alfred Payton and Reggie Bullock, they have deficiencies on offense, and just bringing in guys like Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier into the starting lineup, it makes everybody roll easier. And just for food for thought, you know, shout outs to Tommy Beer, you know, Randall, Kemba, Evan Fournier, and Barrett each scored at least 9 points and combined for 38 points in the first half. And that's very balanced. And the Knicks scored 67 points in the first half and took 17 three-pointers in the first half. Remember, Tibbs said he wanted to, you know, pick up the pace. He wanted the team to shoot more threes, and that's what we did. We was launching threes. That's something else that I wanted to see. I wanted to see the Knicks shoot a lot of threes because this team has a lot of good shooters. You know, it should be no reason why this team does not shoot at least 35 threes per game, just for me. And then three quarters, I'm looking at the offense. The offense is humming. Don't get me wrong. Tibbs had the starters out there for a little too long for my liking. But the hell with it. I can understand. Because Tibbs also said that he's going to give guys a game rest. So you might not see the same guys from game to game. And in this first game, through the first three quarters, we had 101 points. Randall, Barrett, Kemba, and Evan Fournier combined for 61 of those 101 points. So that's nice to see. And another thing, too, that, you know, should not be overlooked. The Knicks probably have the best bench in basketball. If we don't have the best bench in basketball, we have one of the deepest benches in basketball. And when you have, you know, Derrick Rose, Quickly, Obi, Burks, and most likely Nerlens Noel coming off the bench when Mitch comes back, that is a lot of firepower coming off the bench. And I like the chemistry that these guys got. This team is going to be amazing to watch this season, man. It's going to be amazing to watch. Shout outs to Kemba Walker, man. I love how he looks like a leader on the court. Maybe he has the same effect that CP3 has on the Suns, on the Knicks. Not saying he is CP3. CP3 is probably a top 7 point guard of all time. I'm just saying the effect, you know, that leadership, that on-court leadership. You know, Alfred Payton, he was solid, but he wasn't an on-court leader. You get what I'm saying? Like, guys probably don't respect Alfred Payton as much as they do Kemba Walker. So that was very nice to see. So that was my first takeaway. Like, the offense looked amazing. I know the defense is going to be there, but the offense looked great. And we shot a total of 37 threes. So like I said, at least 35 threes a game. I want to see the Knicks launch at least 17 threes each half. It should be no reason why the Knicks is not launching a lot of threes. Right? And, you know, 26 assists. I always said to myself, why are the Knicks always last in assists total each season? Last season, we was second to last. Portland was last in the league in a total assist per game. So that's another stat and area I would like to see bump up. I seen a lot of hockey assists in the first preseason game, so that was nice to see. Shit, even Alec Burks was passing the ball. And I know he could pass. That's the reason why I crap on him so much, because I know he could play better than what he do as far as, you know, passing the ball and looking for the open man. He had a beautiful alley to Sims. Beautiful alley to Sims. So, you know, shout outs to the office, man. Shout outs to these guys, man. And shout outs to Sims, by the way, man. He is impressive. He is impressive. That is a great value pick for where we got Sims at in the second round so late. And in 54 minutes and 37 seconds of NBA playing time so far, summer league and preseason, Jericho Sims is 20 of 25 from the field, 80% from the field. Very impressive. He looked like he got a smooth stroke from the free throw line. He's active, very raw. It'll probably take him a couple months to get used to the system. But I must say, I love the pick, and that's a great pickup. Shout outs to Walt Parent. That guy is working, and I appreciate his work. I appreciate his effort. And, you know, just staying on the first takeaway, the Knicks got at least 10 to 11 guys they could play, right? Realistically. On our team, we got at least 10 or 11 guys that we could play. And that doesn't even account for Grimes, McBride, or Sims. So this is a quality team, man. And I asked the OG, I said, yo, OG, if there was one team that this Knicks team remind you of, who would it be? And OG said easily the 1999 Knicks team. Easily. We may not have the star power that... You know, because they had Ewing, you know, you got Allen Houston, you got Sprewell, you know, you got all these Knick legends in the building. And we don't really have that yet, but we're getting there. And it's just a deep team. And I like what I see so far. So second of my five takeaways, Obi Toppin and Emmanuel Quickly, our last year draft picks. I love these two guys, man. I know that I crapped on Obi Toppin last season because, you know, he's 23 years old. You shouldn't be averaging 4 points in 11 minutes per game, right? But put it in context. You got Julius Randle, who's the best player on the team. He looked lost on defense at the first start of last season for the first, like, 2 months. He looked lost. And he looked unplayable. But the one thing I give to Obi, and I always say this to people, that kid got a motor. His motor never stops running. And I really like that about Obi Toppin. It's a great skill to have. And Obi Toppin, and it's crazy, right? It's crazy when it comes to Obi Toppin. Because Obi Toppin, out of all the draft picks I've seen in my lifetime watching the Knicks, he probably has the highest motor that I've seen from a Knicks draft pick in, like, ever. RJ Barrett has a decent motor. I'm 31 years old, so I'm not used to a lot of draft picks. I survived the Isaiah Thomas times. I survived Scott Layden, you know, Grunwald and all those guys. You know that we had to trade picks while Carmelo Anthony was here to try to get the team better. We traded for Andreas Bargnani. And we missed out on Jamal Murray, but that's either here and there, right? Like, we can't cry over spilled milk. So I'm not going to really be too angry about it, but it happens. It happens, right? Past 20 years, Obi Toppin easily. He has a great motor. He's always playing hard. He's always running hard up and down the court. He knows his spots now. He knows where to get the ball. He's thinking quickly. He know what he wants to do. I like the mid-range jumper. He needs to continue to shoot that shot. I like the two-man game between him and Quickly. I just love Obi overall. I think he's ready.
if anything, from what we've seen from Summer League, definitely translated over to preseason because he looks extremely confident. His footwork is there. Even though he's not strong enough yet, I like the post-up moves. He did the patented Julius Randle spin move at one point of the game. Great footwork. And it's going to be nice to see. Obi Toppin can easily be a pivotal piece to a Knicks playoff run. Easily. Because you can use that man as a weapon. You can easily use him as a weapon. It's just up to Tibbs. And what I've seen from the first game in preseason, it looks like Tibbs is going to give Obi and Quickly more responsibility. And I like that. I like that. I think they deserve it. I think they worked hard. Thibodeau also said that Obi Toppin and Emmanuel Quickly was good. What's the word I'm looking for? You know, how can I say this? They was good people to follow. What I mean by that is, you know, you got McBride, you got Grimes, and you want somebody to teach them the ropes. And Quickly and Obi Toppin was always in the gym, and the young guys was always playing together. So they was being good role models, good citizens, good team players, good team sports. They care about the game. I love Quickly. He's always watching film. Even Thibodeau praised Quickly about watching film. Calls him a gym rat. Calls Obi Toppin a gym rat. So I love both of these guys. And plus, Obi Toppin is from the city. He's from New York. He's from Brooklyn. You know, it's just fun to watch, man. Obi Toppin is interesting. Very interesting. Because you could look at him as a decent trade asset. Or you could look at him as a pivotal piece. The one thing I want to see is what other position besides a power forward Tibbs is willing to play Obi Toppin this season. But that's a story for another day, because my last takeaway, it's going to be a funny one too, because you're not going to expect it, but my last takeaway ties into Obi Toppin. But I love what Obi Toppin has done so far. Emmanuel Quickly, love what he's doing so far. So let me be the first to say, I complained about Quickly's playmaking a lot last season. And I complained about his playmaking a lot during Summer League. But you know what he did in Summer League? He still averaged 7 assists, right? His first game in preseason, my boy just had 7 assists, 0 turnovers. So you got to beg the question. You got to really ask the question. Is Quickly a point guard? Are we really looking at a point guard? That is a good question. And I cannot deny the assist numbers. I cannot deny that Quickly, he looked slowed down today. The game definitely has slowed down to him. He took it all the way to the basket today instead of shooting a floater. And I noticed that he took a pull-up mid-range jumper, something that he definitely needs in his game. Because he's a small, he's not really a small guard. I believe Quickly is 6'3 with a 6'9 or 6'10 wingspan. I know he has very long arms, but Quickly will need to add to his game. So one, he can save his body. You don't want to be banging in the body or banging with the bigs all the time in the paint. But two, you want to mix it up. Because teams will game plan for you to shoot that floater, and you got to add another move to the bag. You can't be bringing out the same bag, because teams are now going to scheme for that. And they were scheming for that last season when it came to Quickly. So shout outs to Quickly, man. I see the growth. I see him working. She's still a little questionable on defense, but today he held his own, and that's what I like to see. The things that I don't question about Emmanuel Quickly and Obi Toppin is they motor. They come play. They play hard. They play hard. Anybody who says they don't play hard, they're just fucking stupid. Honestly, they're just really fucking stupid. Quickly plays hard. Obi plays hard. Those was great draft picks. Great draft picks by Leon Rose, Scott Perry, and those guys. And listen, they want to push the pace. They want to shoot more threes. You're shooting 11 threes in the first quarter. So it's just like what I seen in Summer League. I said I wanted to see the Knicks. I want to see them let it fly. Shoot 40 threes if you want. Shoot 50 threes if you want. But let it fly. You got two. You have too many good shooters. Shit, even Randle need to let it fly. Shit, Taj was letting it fly today. Let it fly. This team is a good. This team can be very, very special. I could see it. But they got to just make sure people stay healthy and they just, Tim just got to tap into his modern self. If he tap into the modern game like he did today, he's going to win a lot of games. He's going to win a lot of playoff series. He'll probably win a goddamn championship. But he has to tap into the modern game. He has to. This kid is, Quickly is a damn good pickup. If you do his draft over, redo Quickly's draft, Quickly easily probably go top seven. Easily go top seven. Without a doubt in my mind, he's going top seven. So, shout outs to Obi Toppin and Emmanuel Quickly, man. I see the work. I see the progression. I see what both of these guys can do. Obi Toppin, also, the one thing that I didn't like about Obi Toppin last season, and he showed me today, because he had 10 points and 5 rebounds. The man was rebounding the ball. He was mixing it up. He was mucking it up. And I like that. And I like from Quickly, he can also rebound the ball. He's small, but he's strong. And he mucks it up too. He gets in there. That just like Tim said, gang rebound. Everybody gang rebound. You gang rebound, go to the... You gang rebound, you guarantee a lot of great things is going to happen. A lot of great things is going to happen. So it's nice to see from my draft picks, man. I love these kids, man. It's nice to see from both of them. So my third, and this is a funny one too, but my third takeaway from this first preseason game, Julius Randle off ball. Hold on. Let me. It's funny, yo. Shout outs to Hard Knicks Life podcast. I was listening to them once, and he was like, yo, man, I got my bowl. You know, a bowl is like what you put weed in and you light it. It's like a bomb. And they just talk about it. And so shout out to Hard Knicks Life, man, Barry and those guys. I just lit my blunt, right? Because I had to light my blunt for this one. Julius Randle looks amazing off the ball. He looks amazing. Amazing. He damn near, I must say, He can be unstoppable off ball. And he looks more in control. And the Evan Fournier and Julius Randle, I got to repeat it again. That two-man game looked like it could cook. It looked like it could cook because Julius Randle can now pick his spots. Because you got to switch out the Evan Fournier. You can't just let that man just camp out there at the 41% three-point shooter. So you going to let him camp out there for three? Really? Cool. Two-man game. Randle looks in control. Most improved player. He put up Larry Bird stats, 24, 11, and 6 last season. I like him off ball. I know his assist numbers will probably go down this season to probably like 4 per game or 5 per game. But I don't give a damn. I think he could be even more efficient with so crazy. It's crazy because I think Randle could actually have a 50-40-90 season. Just because of the effect of Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker, like the gravity that they'll have towards those two guys alone. Randle has a chance, man. You got a chance to cement yourself in Nick Law. People will be calling him a Nick legend 10 years from now, just like how we do Melo. And Melo only got to the second round once as a Knick. And we can all understand why Melo only got to the second round once. Shout out to Omari Stoudemire, man. You like punching fire extinguishers, brother. But Julius Randle has a chance. Now, this is the same guy who I wanted to run out of town last summer. So just like how I wanted to run him out of town last summer and I crapped on him, I shitted on him when he played bad, I'm going to give him his flowers when he played well. It's only right. Julius Randle, he's a damn good basketball player, and I'm glad to have him on my team. And he's the second best power forward in the Eastern Conference, and he's a top five power forward in the NBA. Without question. Without question. There's no denying that anymore. We're going to see at least, and this is a hot take, but we're going to see at least 10 triple-doubles from Randle this season. Easily. But I love what I've seen from Julius Randle off the ball. I like how Tibbs schemed it. He holds the ball less. I believe that is because he trusts Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker. And also, Kemba Walker was running the offense like a true point guard. And it's nice to see. Yes. Wow, Julius Randle. Shout out to big number 30. Appreciate you, King. My fourth takeaway, and I said this already, but I'm going to say it again, is the Knicks bench. We scored 50 points. I think the Knicks bench might be the strongest suit of this team going into next season. A lot of championship teams win because of their bench. The Bucks, right, won a championship. And on their way to a championship, I remember Bobby Portis having a game. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's just those random games where your bench players actually win a game for you. So, our bench, you know, you got Derrick Rose, you got Quickley, you got Burks, you got Obi Toppin, you got Nerlens Noel probably. You know, or you got Sims. So, it pick your poison. Pick your spot. Shoot those threes. Will Tibbs go small? I would like to see Tibbs go small within the next three preseason games. And throughout the season, I would love for Tibbs to go small. But that's a wait and see, you know? So, you know, our bench, it's going to be great, man. It's going to be great to watch. So I can't wait to see. Even if we have injuries, I'm not too concerned. Because we got Grimes, we got McBride, and we got Sims right there just sitting and waiting. So if anybody get hurt, and we have Kevin Knox still. And shout out to Kevin Knox. I don't really want to give up on this kid. I know Alec Burks is probably better. No, he is better than him right now. I know that. But he did not look lost today. He was cutting hard to the basket, something I've been asking him to do for the past 3 years. He finally done it. The first time I've seen him cut hard to the basket. He looked like he was decisive. He got the ball. He knew what he wanted to do. And that's what I just want to see. Don't look lost. Play with aggression and slide your feet. So Knox looked okay. I hope he can get a rotation spot. Let's see next game if he can play some more minutes and see if Tibbs can get a long look at Kevin Knox. I can't wait to see that. Hopefully he's a part of the bench mob as well. But yeah, that's the fourth takeaway. It was the bench. Now the fifth and final takeaway that I've got from this preseason game. And this might sound crazy, but to hell with it. Taj Gibson might be the biggest X factor on this team this season. He might be the most important piece on this team this season. So the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, I was mad before the game started. I'm like, yo, Tibbs, why are you starting Taj Gibson? Like, come on, dude. He's 36. He ain't got nothing left in the tank. But we didn't have Mitch today. We didn't have Nerlens today. And it kind of wasn't a drop-off, right? I know we only had, let me see. Let me go back to the stats for y'all. I know we only had 3 blocks and Indiana had 8. And that's understandable. We didn't have Nerlens or Mitch. But at the same time, like I just said, it wasn't no drop-off. Now, in the event this season that Nerlens and Mitch is hurt, Taj Gibson is going to be very important. Very important to keep this team afloat. Because it's apparent that, I don't know, just for now, Tibbs don't want to play Randle at the 5. And he doesn't want to play Obi Toppin at the 5. So Taj is the next solution, and then after Taj is Sims. So, you know, Taj held it down for us last season. I think he's going to hold it down for us this season. But it is scary because one injury to Nerlens, another injury to Mitch, and we down to Taj, I might have to start panicking, and we might have to go to free agency, probably go get a big like DeMarcus Cousins, even though he can't protect the rim. But I don't even think the Knicks would do that, honestly. I think they would just go with Sims. And I would too. If I was the Knicks, I think I would go with Sims. I think the Knicks have a plan for Sims. I don't know. I just feel it in my heart. It doesn't feel like a Kenny Wooten situation. It feels authentic. It feels like the Knicks have a plan for this kid. It feels like the Knicks want to get a long look at this kid just in case if the Mitchell Robinson experiment fails. That's a story for another day. Shout out to Mitchell Robinson. Get better, kid. I can't wait to see you on the court. But, you know, let's wait and see on Sims. But that was a great pickup, great value pickup in the draft. Late in the second round. Damn, I think the 56th pick or something, like 58th pick. I don't even remember. But God damn it, Walt Perrin, you did it again. So shout out to Walt Perrin. But like I said, the fifth and final takeaway, Taj Gibson easily is the most important Knick this season because of the center spot and how fragile our centers are and the veteran presence that he provides. So shout outs to Taj Gibson and shout outs to Tibbs for bringing in Taj Gibson, man. I really appreciate that, man. But that's all I got. You know, that was a great preseason game. I liked what I seen. I love this team. I love the Knicks. This season started off so refreshing. No more Alfred Payton. Nobody got to hear about me bitching about Alfred Payton or bitching about pathetic point guard play. So that's nice to see, and that's nice to hear. Shout outs to Knick Nation. It's your boy State. I'm out of here. First episode of season 4. It's your boy. State of the New York Knick podcast, man. Peace.